The third eye, the throat center is blue. The third eye moves to more of a violet light. It's also the brow chakra. An interesting relationship here. The brow chakra, the third eye, is a honing device. It's like an antenna, picking up on vibrations that are constantly moving through. Constantly moving through this layer of consciousness, constantly bringing crystalline possibility. Just sense this sound that you're hearing. Doesn't it just feel like, set me up here, let me pay attention. Whoa, almost cosmic in nature. Yeah? Infinite possibility is constantly bombarding the third eye. Ahas happen from there. We light up that light bulb. It comes symbolically as a reflection of what's happening in the third eye. All possibilities, all solutions are constantly passing across this third eye area. The question is, am I awake in there enough to catch them? And am I grounded enough to give them a place to land, to stick? To stay. Everything that we have described up to this point from its healthy and integrated standpoint is what creates that landing pad, that landing point. So important to allow the groundedness beneath this to occur before we will ever be able to sense the types of things that we're talking about in an instant, or to see these inner vision kinds of images that will rise. Long before that happens, this integrative process is where our best effort is spent. And those images are a byproduct. Third eye. Inspiration, intuition. Innovation, genius. Invention, all of that, third eye. Our capturing of infinite possibility and drinking it in. When the channel is open, it drops all the way into our creative centers. It drops all the way into our empowerment. Because we are already empowered, it fuels it. Because we're moving in a place of love, it is distributed into the world. It makes a difference. Of the highest nature. And it happens automatically. It happens as though we've been invited into it, not because we've made it happen.